Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7 declare, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice, from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." Last time we looked at the times that the arrival of Jesus was foretold. Today we'll answer some questions. What does his arrival mean? What's his mission? What does he promise? What does he ask? Jesus' own words make things really crystal clear. In Luke chapter 5, verse 32, Jesus says, "I've not come to call the righteous but sinners to repentance." We've become really so accustomed to hearing people in leadership at a variety of levels take a long period of time, sometimes up to an hour, even more, just to communicate one point with the facets it contains. Yet here's Jesus, who with one sentence answers so many questions. Another example, in John chapter 6, verse 38, Jesus says, "For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me." Then in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, Jesus details his position even further when he says, "And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." Now, I hope you caught the use of the word all. Again, an example of how Jesus clarifies everything with effective, undeniable brevity. The promise from Jesus to us can't be compared to anything that's earthly. Listen to what Jesus reveals in John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus said to him, meaning Thomas, a disciple, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Knowing this is what helps you understand what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 10, verse 32. "Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven." As well as in Matthew chapter 10, verse 33. "But whoever denies me before a man, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven." Now, what does Jesus ask of us? Really nothing we're not capable of. There's giving. Oh, I know, the economy, things are tight. Credit card interest is a real killer. Well, there's still a straight path for you to walk and give on. Here's what Jesus says in John chapter 13, verse 34. "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another." We all have the ability to give our faith to Jesus Christ and Father God. The works of Jesus come to pass through the faith those he touches display. One healing after another, Jesus tells those he healed how it's their faith that brought things to pass. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 30, Jesus teaches what faith brings about when it's given. "Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you?" Also in Matthew chapter 16, verse 19, Jesus reveals that eternal impact of giving, worship, obedience, and praise to him and the Father. Jesus speaking, "And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosened in heaven." Now let's conclude by turning to Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. "Now they were in the same country, shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. And the angel said to them, Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you, you will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Over these next couple of days, our focus will be on stuff. Stuff we gave, stuff we get, stuff we want to eat, stuff we have to deal with. It's a lot of stuff, isn't it? Well, don't let all that stuff take you away from the immense importance of what Christmas is all about. Jesus Christ came to us born in a manger with nothing more than recognition by lowly shepherds. He became our Lord and Savior. For eternity, give him praise as you celebrate. as we take our leave. Again, don't forget about our website, issuesandideasradio.com. I want to wish you, your family, your friends, a very merry, joyful, blessed, fun, peaceful Christmas. God bless.